KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are joined once a week by Caroline Bruderer, who hosts Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local nonprofit and the good they're doing in the community. Caroline, good morning. Who are we joined with today?
Hi, Tyler. It's great to be here again. Today we have Dr. John Hovhannessian, who is the Boy Scouts of America Orange County Council
Commissioner.
And also he leads up our local PAC 35 group, Boy Scout group. Welcome, John. Tell us all about what's going on with the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts.
Thanks, Caroline. There is a lot going on with the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, not just in Laguna Beach, but around the world. We're one of the most active youth organizations in the world and doing a lot of great things. We locally here in Laguna Beach have a couple of groups. Ours meets and is sponsored by the Laguna Presbyterian Church downtown. And we've got about 40 families involved, about 50 boys.
So my nephew just received his Eagle Scout badge. And tell us what Cub Scouts to Eagle Scouts, sort of the trajectory of that and how that affects a boy going into being a young man and beyond.
Well, scouting, of course, is not just for boys, but for girls also with the Girl Scout movement. And actually, in the Boy Scouts of America, we have a portion that is for girls also. Girls age 14 and up can be part of programs called Venture and Varsity and Exploring. And you'll see, if you drive downtown on any summer weekend, you'll see tons of explorers who look like they're wearing police uniforms, usually with white shirts, directing traffic right around the farmer's market and around the downtown congested area. So those are scouts. They're part of a career awareness exploring program that's run by the Boy Scouts of America. But scouting is meant to grow with the young person. And it starts with boys who are in first grade in a program called Tiger Cubs. Then they progress through the ranks of Cub Scouting to be wolves and bears and so on. And Weeblos is the step that comes just before Boy Scouts. That's in fourth and fifth grades. And the challenges that they experience grow with them as well. So they go from mostly parent and child activities to more independence and showing more leadership as they move through the elementary grades.
That's great. Now, let's talk about some fun stuff. Anybody that's in Laguna Beach might see that the PAC 35 is in the local news often. What are all the events that are going on? What are the highlights and what's coming up?
Oh, there's just so much fun stuff throughout the year for kids in scouting. One of the most fun events that we just finished and had some nice newspaper coverage for was our Pinewood Derby. I think most people are familiar with the small Pinewood Derby car that's a little racer that's built by the boy and hopefully with minimal dad help just to make sure it's a safe project and the kids race those down a track. We have one particularly fun event coming up called Scoutorama. And Scoutorama is a once-a-year carnival of scouting that draws about 25,000 people to Oak Canyon Park in Silverado. And this year it's going to be May 10th, Saturday, from about 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's open to everyone, whether or not you're interested in being a scout or not, boy or girl, any age. And there are over 250 exhibits of all sorts of outdoor activities. There's BMX racing and trick riding. There's you can cross a monkey bridge, which is a wooden rope bridge. You can
around in a plastic bubble in the lake.
That's right.
We roll did around. That last year.
Yeah, it's just crazy fun stuff like you couldn't imagine. And you know, it's there's the website OCBSA, which is the Orange County Boy Scouts of America Council. OCBSA.org has all the information on Scoutorama if you want to Google that subject.
Well, Scoutorama sounds like a good opportunity for people to check out the Scouts, but one last question. Can families come and sit in on a meeting?
Oh, absolutely. Our meetings are generally the fourth Tuesday of the month at Laguna Presbyterian Church. Now, that's the large group, about 50 kids that's called the PAC. And then there are other meetings throughout the month that happen either in someone's home or sometimes at the church that are sort of the age-specific groups. We call them the dens. And anyone's welcome to come. Again, the best way to get in touch to find out for sure when we're meeting and what we're doing is by contacting us through our website at PAC35LagunaBeach.org.
Well, Dr. John Hovhannessian, that's a lot of information, a lot of great information. Thank you so much for joining us on Caroline's Cause Corner. And listeners, if you call in and become a member of KX93.5 today and throughout the airing of this segment, a 10% of your membership will go directly to the Boy Scouts. So thank you. And this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner on KX 93.5. Until next time, have a giving day.